All right, this is Grilling with Porter Road Butcher here on Lighting 100. Chris and James are hanging out with us. I'm still Casey, and we're still going through grilling and getting through grilling season and learning a whole lot. And today, gentlemen, we're going to talk about maybe some things that I definitely would, a lot of people would, might find a little tricky on the grill. I'm sure you guys can get us through it no problem. So let's talk about grilling sausages and how we do that correctly.
Yeah, we've touched on this briefly, but I think it is, you know, it is one of the more difficult cuts to really do over an open flame. So it's good for us to kind of go back on and make sure we all have that figured out.
Especially when you're talking about an artisanal product like we sell at porterroad.com, where it's a handmade natural casing, fresh sausage. Link. What you get at the grocery store sometimes is a pre-cooked product or a product that doesn't really act the same because there might be no casing or a synthetic casing on it, which is made out of collagen.
Okay.
So what we do is we try to keep it all natural, you know, keep it real at Porter Road. So when we cook those fresh kind of sausages, you really want to make sure you start on low heat. Let that meat cook all the way and then char it to get that nice casing snap and that Maillard reaction that we talked about in a previous episode as well. So with this, you can do it multiple different ways. So like if you have a bratwurst, you can always just boil it in a little beer. Really any sausage would be delicious boiled in beer.
Yeah. Yeah. You take that, once again, take it to the grill with you. You can use like one of those little disposable aluminum pans, fill it with some beer, a little bit of water if you can't part with that much beer. And you just put those sausages in there until they start to float. And at that point, you know, they're ready for that grill. Once again, you don't want to throw them over just like the hottest point.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe kind of wiggle walk them into that hot point until you get that good color on them.
The aluminum pan with beer on a grill and then char it up is a really great method because they can kind of just hang out in there. And then when somebody's like, I'm ready for a brat, you can throw it on the grill. And then you say, okay, if you... You can have a brat if you bring me another beer because you already drank your three beers, so you need another one. So that's one way to do it. Chris has this gas grill that we use whenever we're not lighting up the egg that has this extra little tray on top that I never really knew what was for until Chris had a layer of sausages.
I always start my sausages up there. Yeah. And like, you know, a lot of times we're cooking more than one meat. So it goes back to that two-zone fire that we've talked about before.
Yeah. Just like everybody. Everybody cooks multiple meats for dinner.
Sometimes you cook chicken, steak, and burgers, and sausages, and then you finish with wings, you know?
So you've been to my house.
All right. But throw those sausages up on that top grate, once again, protecting them from that direct heat, those flames, until they're ready for it.
And you can feel
it kind of tighten up.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. It'll bounce back. When they're raw, you can kind of see your fingerprint a little bit. When they're cooked all the way, you won't see any indentation, and that's when they're ready to be charred up and thrown
on
the grill.
Hashtag tighten up.
Tighten up.
So we've talked, you know, we've talked some about sausages today, but I know we've talked a lot about, you know, steaks and burgers and everything else. What about something like maybe like a pork chop on the grill?
That's a good one. So pork chop, especially when you buy an outside hog, so hogs that are raised correctly, that are raised right, are raised outside in the woods. We like to call our pigs forested. Because they're actually raised in the forest of Kentucky, Western Kentucky, which develops this great flavor and actually makes them a little fatter, which is what we learned again.
Right.
Makes things taste better.
Fattest flavor. Right.
So we keep a little cap on our pork chop to make sure that you're going to have this really delicious, juicy product. And we always suggest that you start the fat cap up on the grill directly onto the grate.
Fat cap down.
Down, yeah.
Back out down. And actually, I use a pretty cool technique for this because things I do are like pretty cool.
He's just a cool guy, you know?
But I've got a one of those little holders for roasting ribs where you can put multiple ribs on a grill.
Oh, that is a good idea.
And I actually pull that out and I'll slide my pork chops in between there. And if it's on a gas grill, you can keep it a little bit lower. Or if it's on your charcoal grill, once again, this is a good time not to have the charcoals directly underneath it because it's that fat drips. It's going to flame up. And you're not ready for the flames yet.
A little bit is okay. So if you're starting to get some flame going on, you want to make sure that fat becomes a nice golden brown before you put it on its broadside. So that way, when the product is done, that fat cap becomes crispy like a cracklin'. And then...
It's so good.
So good.
And make sure you season that crackling.
Make sure you have
too.
Enough salt all over your pork chop.
There you go. Don't be afraid of salt and pepper. You guys taught me that.
Yeah. And don't be afraid of the flame, because if you're putting pork chops on, there's going to be flame.
All right.
On.
Very cool. Well, you can learn more, get more tips and tricks on the website. Guys, we thank you so much for being here. This has been another edition of Grilling with Porter Road Butcher. Make sure and check them out at porterroad.com and see why they say meat that's raised better tastes better.